Okay, the pre-show is over. We're now into the regular show, the actual show. It's the Fake Nukes Filled Jim Rizzoli Show on Wednesday, March the 4th, 2026. And everyone here thinks it's a beautiful world. And I missed the post.
It's a beautiful world we live in. A sweet romantic place.
It is a pretty good place, isn't it, guys? Welcome to... I'll go with Jim first this week. Welcome, Jim.
Hi there. Good to be here.
Welcome. Thank you. And Fake Nukes Phil, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming by. And Phil, is this your only regular appearance now on a talk show? We have exclusive rights to Fake Nukes Phil now.
Yes.
Okay. Because I know Jim still does his show, his own show, of course, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, never takes a day off. But Jim, you also do the Sunday show with quite a cast of characters.
Well, yeah, that's been going pretty good. Phil used to be part of that, but he got kind of, bounced out of it.
The subject matter is tiresome. It's tiresome for me.
All right.
I'm interested in this event. Of course, for 40 years, everybody's been beating these drums about World War III with Iran. And now the hour has come, and Fake Nukes Phil is now in his finest hour, because I have prepared myself by covering the Gaza situation the way I have, and this is an extension into it. And so as other people, I just my friend from the dog park told me that CJB Christian Borgnes is saying that this is World War III and that this Iran Israel thing is just the end of the world. Whereas I told him I'm the opposite of that. The first night of this war, I made a video saying this is going to be a big nothing burger. And it's going to be this. I mean, no, the increase in oil prices is going to be real.
Yeah.
But that doesn't prove that the war is real. It just means they're making money off it.
Well, there's always be money to be made.
Phil, do you think they're not doing any bombing over there?
They're bombing some empty buildings, as always, they've done for 100 years.
Controlled demolition and strategic relocation.
The correct question to be asking is, do I believe that there's people dying over there? And to that question, I would say no. And so...
Wait, not even the people they don't like? Because there's got to be some people they don't like.
I don't think even the people they don't like, they've got it manufactured to where they don't. It's called the communist bloodless revolution, and the commies can do everything with bloodless revolutions, and they can move populations wherever they want. They can strip political power away from people they want. They can give political power to the people that they want, all without having to fire a single shot. And the communists are famous for this.
So you don't believe I don't get into it, any of that stuff. I think it's all a drama. Okay. All drama. Mm. But you know, I see these videos of bombs and explosions going off, like, you know, pretty good size.
A lot of them look like smoke machines. What you see is you see a horizon of rooftops, and then you see some smoke.
I haven't seen that. I've seen.
Wait, did you see the one where they hit the apartment building? I just watched that tonight.
Well, there's some good ones that look like they're real. That's all I'm saying. I don't care about the war at all. But I saw a video that I'm watching, unless it's the best, you know, CGI or whatever the hell you want to call it. But it showed them bombing, like, you know, buildings being blown up, and not controlled demolition either.
Yeah, they've been showing some high-rise buildings that have a flame coming out of them. But that's a pyrotechnic, and you gotta use your common sense. Why would they fly a drone into the 54th floor of a high-rise building when it's only going to damage like one or two floors?
Well, I haven't seen that.
It's not strategic in any sense of the word. there's Phil, no strategic value of that.
Can we watch? Should we just start watching these? I want to see some of these.
Well, you can go to the Iranian missile launch, or you can go to the woman who got you. You can go to the woman right there on the first line.
Right,
the woman in the helmet.
All right, here we go. The helmet reporter. Do you remember the Gulf War? There's a whole generation that never got the Gulf War. Remember that one?
I remember that.
That was CNN's finest hour.
Yes, it was.
Charlie, what's his name? Charles Jacko or some cuckoo. He was supposed to be in downtown Riyadh in Saudi Arabia.
That was in 1991. And here we are in 20. And here we are in 2026, and they're still doing the same.
الآن غارة عنيفة غارة عنيفة جدا كما تشاهدون.
You see, that's a smoke machine. You did not see a bomb go off.
كانت تحذيرية. Well,
she could be in front of a green screen too.
Exactly. Yeah. That could also be a green screen. Yes.
There's no
none of that is the video I've seen. Okay. I've seen video that was right in the city itself that it would be pretty.
Wait, which city?
Well, I don't know what's whatever won the show on us, but it was blowing up things like crazy. So, you know, it looked pretty good. But again, I don't care what's going on over there. But the stuff, let me put it this way, the stuff they're presenting looks pretty good. All right. That's all right. I can say.
Well, I mean, as long as the boomers are convinced, because you guys are the ones that watch TV, the young people don't watch TV. I guess they see it on their TikTok and they see it on their, Instagram, and of course they play video games all day long too, so they see the similarities, I'm guessing, between the because I don't think do you play video games?
No,
because apparently I don't either, but the realism in video games is now off the charts.
Okay. I don't know, I mean,
we're both out of it when it comes
I haven't watched them.
Yeah, we're out of it when it comes to what they can. What about you, Phil? Do you play video games? Do you know anyone that plays video games?
No, but I've watched short clips of other people playing video games.
Maybe you can put some of them on your channel just for a comparison, because I'd love to see.
Well, most of my commenters can understand they're looking at a video game. And so you can look at this missile that's sticking out of the ground.
Oh, that's perfect. Are we going to get some Scud missiles? Does anyone remember Scud missiles?
Yeah, this is like the Scud missile throwback. Yeah.
Yeah, that's. He was herding sheep. All right.
Yeah, look at him in his fancy city sweater.
And why don't you put up the videos of Iran bombings? I mean, the ones I'm talking about, because the stuff you're showing me is nothing. We have to explain these videos.
These videos
are stupid. They don't prove anything.
Exactly. And so, according to Al Jazeera,
there's no dirt all over the place. It looked literally like they dug a hole. If that thing landed there, there'd be debris everywhere, wouldn't there?
So according to Al Jazeera, which is supposedly now during the Gaza war, everybody says that Al Jazeera is telling the truth.
Right.
And so it's like, well, okay.
So they're the Arabs.
Yeah, exactly. And so are you saying that Al Jazeera is giving us a fake video here?
Although I think, is Al Jazeera not based in Qatar, which of course
Al Jazeera is controlled also.
It's controlled by the United States and English empire that's based in Qatar, which is CENTCOM for the Mideast, I believe. That's their
according to that second video with the gold star mom getting getting her flag.
What's a gold star mom, by the way?
She's a widow. So United States has had 6 casualties in this war.
Uh-oh.
And this is one of the widows that's getting the news that her husband was killed in Kuwait. And of course she's all dressed up in her finest lingerie.
Whoa. That's a low cut blouse there.
Yeah. And of course she unfolds the portrait and then she holds it face out.
Why hasn't she got it framed? She should have it framed by now.
That's right.
Did she just do the cross?
And then she holds it. She holds the portrait. Whoa.
I wouldn't believe in that either. It looks stupid.
Exactly. And so what's going on here?
EV. made for TV.
And so people will say, well, Phil, that's a stage video. And then I would say, well, the people who staged that video should be ashamed of themselves because they're making fun of the Gold Star Widows. But of course, nobody's saying that because they want people to think that's real. And that's why nobody's saying that.
Looks like Henry put your only comment there. She even had time to get dolled up for the shoot.
The lingerie. Yeah.
Fakest crying ever says unindoctrinated in our chat tonight. Is that the first? No, we got a few chats. Where are the rest of the chats? Anyway, okay, that was very good. Thank you, Phil. That's a good one.
Probably the best one is if you go back to the list and scroll down a few rows, it was when they bombed that schoolyard in Iran and they supposedly killed 185.
I want to watch the John Hinckley thing, by the way. Is this the one over here?
It stopped populating.
I'm gonna have to click a video and then click here. I don't like BitChute the way it's
okay. Keep scrolling down.
It seem like you have fewer videos than you
down,
do.
Yeah. Down.
Gotta watch.
You gotta see. Oh, there's the picture of Khomeini. So where? we haven't seen a picture.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful.
we haven't seen a picture of the dead Khomeini yet. Okay,
and that'll be our screen. That'll be our thumbnail.
Thumbnail. Okay.
Make sure you wait till I upload the thumbnail before you put the video up.
Okay.
Or you can put the thumbnail.
I need you to see the hand.
Oh. Let me count the fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, okay. Okay. They're all there. Because usually AI puts too many fingers. Have you heard
about
that?
Right. Yeah. Well, it looks like they've solved that problem. It looks like they put the normal number of fingers on the hand now.
But no,
so this is the Iranian press reporting the death of Khomeini.
Wasn't the guy already 85 anyway?
Well,
can you be a martyr when you're 85? That's the question.
Well, yeah. And what's he going to do with 72 virgins? I mean, you know, is he not going to
be able to get past the first one.
Is Allah going to allow him to bring his Viagra up there?
They claim they killed Adamajad.
Yeah. I like that guy. He was a bit of a 9/11.
Well, he was a good guy, but I don't believe any of that. Okay, that any of these guys
they have killed him and his bodyguard.
Yeah,
I mean, Jim, are you saying this war is fake?
What?
I'm saying everything they're showing me, except for the bombing. I saw a really good video of a bombing of the city at night, and it looked pretty convincing. Okay, that something was going on, they were being bombed. Now,
well, I'm saying the war is fake, and I'm saying that no one's dead. Not even these six soldiers, these six U.S. soldiers, they're not dead either. But anyway, I need you to see the hand video. It's just so funny. It was like in the hours after the school bombing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Is that here? This one?
No, yeah. If you go back to the list and scroll down.
So that's good for that. So he's having a dirt nap there. Okay.
Yeah, that's just a short video showing the hand video.
I love hands. Hands are always the hardest to do in art over the last couple hundred years. Here's a nap on the Tehran fake bombing set.
Yeah, that's Gaza style. People just laying in the rubble, but there's nothing wrong with them. You know, the same thing we saw in Gaza. You know, it's
Man, you've done a lot of work. Congratulations on this.
It feeds it to me. The social media feeds it to me. The vast majority of people think this is real. So there's that one, the guy with the red arrow, thumbnail, the red arrow. You got to watch this.
Here we go. This is iconic. This is iconic. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
look at the guy in the background. He's laughing.
Look at this guy laughing in the background.
Look at the guy in the background. He's laughing.
He can't be. They blurred him out, too. He's cracking up.
Gaza does a better job.
Well, how do we know this isn't done on the same set?
It could be the very same set. You're right. Yeah. You know,
why not? Yeah. They just bring in a couple more Arabic type people. By the way, I have a friend who's Iranian. He believes everything going on there. And the internet is allegedly down. He can't make phone calls into Iran. He has family outside of Tehran. He can't get a hold of anyone. So there's no
this guy here. And at the video you're watching right now, he was able to upload his video to social media. Now, how is he able to do that?
Exactly. Well, my friend can't get through to his family, and he is 100% Iranian. He wants to go back, actually. And he's very happy about everything. You know,
that means they're controlling the information inside Iran. That's because this is a very limited area that they're doing this hoax, and they don't want people in Iran, you know, sharing information.
No, of course not. They have to cut it right off.
Yeah.
Give this man a hand for a stunning and captivating performance. Yeah. There you go in your comments here.
Yeah.
Last thought of the poor child was, what is the sound of one hand clapping? I love that. That's very good humor.
Yeah.
One hand clapping. That's funny. Oh, we got some good stuff. Same script as Paris, Palestine from Names Are Dumb. That's a great username, by the way. This guy doesn't like me, but he does have the best username ever.
He doesn't like me either.
Names are dumb.
He doesn't like Jim either.
Yeah, he doesn't like me either.
What else we got?
Most of Phil's people don't like me.
That's okay. As long as they talk about us.
Well, I just don't like them when they lie about you. Okay. Yeah. So I don't care if they don't want to agree with me, but don't lie about me, which that's what they do. Okay.
Okay. Did they lie about you, Phil? Well, that's funny. Romans, countrymen, lend me your silicone hands. That's also very funny. That's some great comedians on here. That's great. Oh, man.
Yeah, well, that was the big whopper. And, of course, the funeral for the 185 school children, that was also fake. And
well,
of course,
they can count up victims pretty quick over there.
And you see they're holding Sandy Hook style poster. Remember all the parents at Sandy Hook all had a poster of their child.
So
this is the universal code worldwide when it's a hoax, because they always have a poster of their child.
Yeah. Is there any chance that these people are in Iran? Because I just don't believe they're even there.
It may not even be in Iran. You're absolutely right.
And by the way, I had Tim Osmond on last night. He said he watched a movie called Atropia. Are you aware of that movie?
No.
Oh, I got it.
What's it called?
Oh, God. Let me get the name right.
I think I saw it, but I don't think that's the right name.
No, we talked about it. Let me go to fakeologist.blog. By the way, I have to move the site still. I'm having a little trouble because, I'm doing the show, so I don't have time to do maintenance on my own site. But luckily, they haven't taken my site down yet, which is kind of surprising. Wait. Let's go back to last night's show. Frank the Mining Guy. It is Atropia. Atropia. And Phil, you'll like this. Watch this.
American, yes!
Now what?
Control, confirm. What's up with the donkey bomb?
I don't know. I pressed it.
You are good. You have to get out of here.
Welcome to Atropia, a 24/7 warfare simulation, a town populated with civilian role players and movie special effects designed to give our brave men and women.
There's the hands, Phil.
And win.
There's the hand.
Phil, you gotta watch this.
Somebody shared this with me.
This is
your
last stop before heading out to Iraq. Check your place.
It's our job to make this place authentic. I take this seriously.
Look, I'm impressed by what you guys have created here. It really transports me back to my time in Iraq. But we can't have incidents like what happened today.
What was the deal?
Jesus! I didn't realize my fetish was interrogation. Do you know what I've given up to be here?
My passions?
I love it.
My career?
Have you heard from casting about that tape that I sent?
They are willing to die for me. Don't you think they at least deserve to know why?
Hello?
What do you say to people when they ask what we're doing?
We're helping a group of teenagers to invade our homeland. In a gentler way.
Wrong answer.
No, that's not gonna work, unfortunately.
No.
Those boys, they're not ready.
I am pressed.
Yes. They don't even know why we're in Iraq in the first place. They didn't sign up for why.
Why has America invaded Ethiopia? Freedom. Freedom. But freedom from who?
Wait, there's sushi in Barstow? No, we fly it in from Vegas.
Unbelievable.
Allah Akbar.
Yeah, a little bit of truth in movie right there.
Yeah.
But it doesn't go all the way.
Truth in the movies, lies in the news. That's the good slogan we like to use. What do you think of that? Are you guys going to watch it?
Where is it?
Coming to a theater near you.
I'll have to look at it, see if I can see it on my HDTV, free HDTV.
That's called Atropia. It just came out the last year, so just in time for the war in Iraq or Iran.
I'll watch it right after I do the show with you guys.
All right. Good.
Okay.
Okay. So there you go. There's your simulated war. I think that's in California, by the way. There is an actual set. There is an acknowledged training place in California, I believe.
Oh, absolutely. They did much of the Afghanistan war. They filmed it in the Mojave Desert. Yeah. Much of it here, some of it in San Diego County, where they have that Marine base.
And
Pendleton. A lot of it was filmed at Pendleton. A lot of it was filmed outside Las Vegas in the Afghanistan war. And so, yeah, it's that movie doesn't go all the way. This whole thing in the Middle East has been fake for 80 years. The whole thing. Now, was there some limited engagement in Iraq? I think there might have been some limited engagement in Afghanistan. They might have protected some poppy fields, and they might have killed some people.
Phil, you feel they didn't blow up the wells when they did Iraq?
Oil wells. And
yeah,
they might have blown up those wells. They might have blown up those wells.
So that was real. So you agree with that?
Yeah, because it looked really good on camera. Because all those oil wells burning.
That's what you're saying now.
Why would they build? So what's the purpose of blowing up your own infrastructure? You're saying that.
Well, because they could cap it off and they need the area to look really, you know, battle zone. And so what better way to do it than blow up some oil wells?
I know, but for who? They could just block everyone off.
Just for the camera. And then they just cap them off after they
What I'm saying, they block off the area. Why would they even have
let's get the context here. Okay. What happened, or I guess it was the Iraqis or whoever they were. They blew up all their wells. So the Americans couldn't get at them. So then the companies from the United States had to go in there and cap them all off. That was a big thing. It was a huge undertaking, and the companies from the United States, you know, they're like the controlled demolition companies, but it's reversed now. Now they're trying to stop something from happening, and these walls, you know, had to be capped off, and they went over.
Yeah, I remember that story. That was a good story, but I remember that.
Okay, but yeah. I mean,
the only reason that oil has to be capped off is because they can't have it flooding the market outside of OPEC, because. As I've said, I think oil is the same as water. It's as available as water, and it's therefore worth the same as water, not much. So if they have people, quote unquote, flooding the market, then they won't be able to keep their prices up. So what do you guys think of that?
All I know is I'm going to be on the losing end of the stick. I'm going to continue being a slave. And all I know is it's just bad times for me.
And you're gonna have to raise your repair rates for
do you feel it's gonna be bad for you?
Because it's gonna be bad for my daughter's gonna have to work longer hours.
That's life.
We're all working more for less.
I mean,
it's not life. I like to leave things better off for my daughter. I don't like
that. Phil, that's not going to happen. That's going to happen? That's not going to happen.
I can't tolerate it. I can't tolerate the fact that each generation keeps getting handed a bunch of a worse situation than the previous generation.
Okay, had. But here's the problem with your situation. Yeah. You don't have anything to leave her.
Yeah.
Most people, you know, today, this generation of kids right now, I'm talking mm-hmm. the 20, 30 year old kids now, they're going to be the biggest inheritors of wealth from their yeah. families. Okay. They're going to be the biggest inheritors. All right. Just like I inherited my house.
You mean from the boomers?
From the boomers. Right. But I inherited my house from my yeah. parents. Right.
Yeah,
and now then, you know, my
most people don't get inheritance.
No, most I know that, don't. But I'm just saying that you're kind of poor, okay? But most people mm-hmm. they have big houses, they have a lot, and the kids are gonna get it.
That's I would say some people. I wouldn't say. Would you say most people, Jim?
Well, I'm from Massachusetts. Okay.
Oh, Massachusetts, Massachusetts.
Well, I'm just saying they had the people up there. Have big houses, they have money, they
not everyone. I mean, there's a huge middle class that's
well, I can only speak for what I'm seeing where I was.
Yeah,
now, with,
yeah.
Where Phil lives, it's a whole different ballgame. I get it.
Well, Phil lives with all the rich Californians in Palm Springs, don't you? Or is it Palm?
Yeah, Desert? I rub elbows with some pretty that's people.
That's a very rich county you're in.
Yeah, but Phil he lives in a condo. Okay, at the condo.
Yeah, but it's a nice condo.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's not, but it's not like $1 million condo, is it?
Oh, I wouldn't be so. No. I wouldn't be so sure. It's California; things are expensive there.
Well, I don't know what's a condo worth up where Phil lives. I don't know.
Let's look his address up, Phil. What's your address?
What are condos selling for out there?
Yeah, so mine's probably I think is going for.
You don't have to tell us.
$260,000.
Wow, okay. I'm moving.
Between 260 and 290.
I wouldn't even get you a garage in Toronto. Are you kidding me?
Okay, yeah. Why am I delusional? Someone's calling me delusional. I don't understand why. I'm asking Phil questions on what.
No, I'm looking at a chat from FakeoTube. Hold on a sec. Well, no, he's calling you delusional because you think everyone's going to inherit millions of dollars.
I didn't say that. I said up in Massachusetts. Where I yeah. came from,
Boston area.
Up there, any Boston area with the price of real estate is high and people have quite a bit. Okay,
yeah, I'm agreeing that around some of the big centers in the United States, so I agree with you. I agree with you on the idea that there's going to be a huge inheritance that's going to transfer, and the question is, the government is working on how to get their hands on it. And I already watched a couple of videos last night on real estate. And in some of the Western countries, Jim, you'll be interested, they're going to be putting in, or they already have put in, a unrealized capital gains tax. What does that mean? That means that even if you're sitting in your house, if it's gone up to $1 million, you will pay tax even though you haven't sold it. So if you're a senior living in $1 million property, that's how they're going to get you out, unless you can come up with some cash to pay the tax, even though you haven't sold it. So,
well, that's going to be
problem. What do you think of that? That's a good one.
That's not good if they do that.
That's already happening in the Netherlands, Switzerland, and Norway.
I don't know if that's going to happen in the United States because
maybe not.
Well, the real estate people in the United States, you know, they couldn't allow that to happen. Their business will go bust if they have that happen.
Well, it starts off slowly. The camel just sticks his nose in the tent. So it's going to start off light. Anything over $1 million, the first 100,000, they'll tax it 0.5%. So it'll start off slowly, but once they get that rolling, it's never going to stop. Like all taxes, you know, income tax was supposed to be temporary for World War I, I believe. You guys remember that?
Yeah.
So obviously, well,
I think where I lived, Texas doesn't even have an income tax.
Yeah, but you got your federal tax. So
but I'm just saying
that. No, I know there's a lot of states without taxes. So
yeah,
where I live, being taxed is a way of life. So it just doesn't end here. Blake 70 on the FakeoTube chat says fake ass war, and you'll say Jim is so gullible. Well, you know, Jim,
why? Look at if you guys are gonna accuse me of something.
Oh, he's talking about the news where you believe some of the footage. That's what he was talking about.
No, I didn't say that. I see you can. This is what I can't stand.
Yeah, don't get riled up. Don't get riled up.
No, no, but I can't stand when your type of people.
They're not listen, my people.
Just listen to me, okay? They hear me talking, and I didn't say I believed it. I said, this is what I see.
You said it looks realistic. Okay.
It looked realistic. That's all I said. I think the whole stuff is a bunch of baloney. But, just because I comment on it, that does not mean I'm going along with it.
Okay, so Jim is making it clear. He says it looks realistic. Okay, that's a good distinction. Okay. Phil, what are we doing now? What do we got here? So this is in Tel Aviv, apparently.
Still there, I can't unmute. No, I can't.
What happened? Phil is going nuts. Yeah. Can you hear us, Phil?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What happened? Is your machine going nuts?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now that picture there, that video there, is supposed to be Tel Aviv getting bombed?
That's what it says here, yeah. That's some pretty good fireworks right now. Wait, what was that orange thing? That was pretty good. That's some awesome sound effects and whatnot. Phil, what do you think of that, Phil?
I'm not seeing the screen.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button, that's why.
Well, it looks pretty real to me. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh yeah, this was I don't know. Yeah,
that's some awesome sound effects, by the way.
Yeah, the way the camera zooms in, so obviously the camera operator is not being taken by surprise by this.
Wait, what's that? That is that some kind of symbol there? That T? Did you see
that?
Yeah,
some of my commenters are saying that they're making symbols in these clouds.
Wait, but that's not a phallic symbol, is it?
It could be a phallic symbol.
You know what? They love to do these kind of things, huh? Those are the worst chemtrails, by the way, I've ever seen right now. Right. What are your comments?
You know, again, what's this strategic value there? All those eight or nine missiles or 10 or 12 missiles are all striking the same block. Mm-hmm. And usually these missiles do not have any kind of accuracy, but it seems like these 12 have just pinpoint accuracy. If they had that kind of accuracy, then they would be taking out strategic targets. Instead, they're just taking out a random block in the middle of a residential neighborhood.
Yeah. By the way, I was talking to my friend who was asking me about this. And just on the radio the other day, they said that the U.S. embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, was hit. So then he said, well, why would they do that? And I said, well, wait a sec. Let's just ask the bot what's going on there. So I asked the bot, are they rebuilding the embassy in Saudi Arabia? And it turns out they are rebuilding it in a complete. They're completely rebuilding a brand new building for the U.S. embassy in Saudi Arabia. So the building that got hit is the one they're in now that they're going to get move out of, or maybe they already have half moved out. So
yeah.
So you know, what a coincidence! Why wouldn't they bomb the new one that's being built? Wouldn't that be better? So they bomb the old one. What a coincidence!
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
That's very good of them. Those Iranians, you know, it's a lot easier to blow something up than to take it down brick by brick.
Free demolition, that's why.
Yeah. So, you know, you just have to listen to the stories. Wow.
That looks real.
Wait, a mushroom cloud. That's pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, we know they've been faking mushroom clouds since 1945.
Well, no, Phil, do you think that looks real or not?
It looks like it looks as real as the Bikini Atoll. No, it looks as real as the Nevada Proving Grounds.
And you know what the problem is? How many of us have seen a real missile hit anything ever?
Right. Exactly. I've never seen it. Exactly.
How many of us have seen a plane hit a building ever in our lives? Absolutely never. No one has seen a jet airliner hit a skyscraper ever.
That's not true.
There's no frame of reference.
Hold on. There was the Empire State Building was hit by a B-52 bomber or whatever the hell it was, and it did a lot of damage in that building.
But did anyone see it? Like you and I have never seen it.
Well, They show the destruction of the building. We saw photographs
afterwards of it.
Yeah, I mean, they show the destruction. Well, it was a rainy, foggy day, so no one is going to see
oh,
it.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Whatever. Well, yeah, something. Okay, so the question is, they show the building after, and you're going to have to tell me what happened. I mean, what do you think happened to the building? I mean, the whole place was completely destroyed up top. I mean, completely.
So is the Pentagon.
Oh, the
okay. No, okay. What do you saying happened? The plane hit. They finally, you know.
I think it only damaged like two floors, and it was repaired. I think in less than a year.
Okay, so Phil, did the plane hit it?
I believe the plane hit the Empire State Building.
Okay,
but it was you know, but they had the building repaired. And
by the way, what kind of plane was it? Wasn't it a little plane like a Cessna or something?
No. It was a big, good sized plane. Okay, it was a B-52 ish type of plane. You know what I mean? Like a big. I don't know if it was that big, but it was a good sized plane. But it did hit the building. It was in the news, and you know, and what are you gonna say? You know,
don't go quoting the news around here because that's not gonna work. You're gonna get comments for sure. It was a U.S. Army Air Force B-25 Mitchell medium bomber that accidentally crashed into the Empire State Building on July 28th, 1945.
Yeah.
What day did the war end?
May 45?
Yeah, I think the European theater ended in May, and I think the Japanese. Like
yeah, in Europe, theater. It ended on May 8th. 1945 VE Day, and Japan surrendered on September 2nd, 1945. So, in other words, maybe that guy was going from Germany over to Japan and he just hit the building on the way across.
That plane didn't have that range.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. I'm just saying it wanted, maybe it was just to keep the Americans interested in the war back in the day.
I don't know.
I can't say for sure anyway. I can't even say for sure that was real. I saw some photographs that looked like a plane inside of the Empire State Building. And I could analyze it and I could go back and maybe find some old interviews. But I just haven't, you know, I can't investigate every single news story that's ever happened. You know,
yeah,
I
would that was the only plane that I have known that have. A big plane that has hit a building in New York. Okay, so that was the topic of our discussion here. Was yeah. You know,
here we go. Okay, hold on a sec. Oh, look at this guy. Here's a guy that's injured on the 79th floor of the Empire State Building.
Yeah, that doesn't prove anything.
No, I know it doesn't prove anything. What's this? Here's a bent. Hold on. Here's some wreckage on the 79th floor.
Yeah,
that looks like some drywall framing bent over.
Yeah.
What's this guy holding? He's not even wearing gloves. He's holding a piece of tangled wreckage there. Hold on a sec. There's the hole.
That looks real.
It looks like, what does it look like? It just looks like some bent wall. Okay.
It looks like it bent outwards. It looks like somebody bent it outwards.
It just looks like a construction site. Hold on. Here it is here. Whoa, there, what? Why didn't it knock over the building, by the way? You think
that building was built so unbelievably strong? Are you kidding me?
Well, this remember photo the was narrative. Made July 29th. Oh, and killing at least 13 people. Does that mean they haven't finished counting yet?
Yeah.
At least 13. By the way, that's smokes code, at least.
Yeah.
Surely by now they must have a count.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, this could be fake too. Anyway,
I have no doubt.
Remember, the narrative is that this B-25.
There's the wheel.
Yeah, they put a wheel in there. The narrative is this B-25 was going so slow, but the planes on 9/11 were going so fast. That's what caused it, you know, to have enough power to bring the building down. But as we know,
fires were started on the upper 11 floors. Okay, there's your 11. Okay, I'm having a good time here.
Yeah, we're deconstructing on the fly right now.
What is this? I've never really had a good look at this. Is that a cross on the top of the Empire State Building? Like
that was the docking point for the Hindenburg or the the airships.
Yeah, no, but is that the Roman Catholic cross?
No.
But it looks like it, doesn't it?
They would never do that on a building like that.
No, no, the Jews wouldn't allow that.
They wouldn't allow that. Are you kidding me?
Hold on a sec. So, Phil, I think you got, there's not much of a selection here to go through.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? The photos are unconvincing. The damage.
Hold on a sec. Here we go. This photo says it indicates where parts of a B-25 Army bomber that crashed into the north wall of the building passed right through the structure and out the south side. So it went right through the building. Where have we heard that story?
Yes, there's something wrong with that story.
Whoa, right through.
Yeah, yeah. That couldn't happen.
Hey, Phil, where are the desks?
That couldn't happen.
That's right.
Where are the filing cabinets? Where are the phones?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jim. This doesn't pass the smell test. And this is a very fast fake review.
Again, you'll have to look into it more because that if they say the plane went through the building, no, it didn't. How could it gone through the building? They're showing you the damage that's out front right there, you know?
Yeah. I hope we have some pictures of the victims.
We should have interviews of survivors. We should have interviews of family members. If 13 people died, we should have interviews with family members. They're putting AI images.
Look at this. Snopes.
Whenever they put the AI image, what they're doing is they're filling a gap in the historical record. You see, there is no historical record of the plane wreckage being photographed anywhere. So what they do is they have to create these AI images that actually show an airplane on the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Okay, Phil, this is a video. This is a viral social media post. Now, just so everyone knows, Snopes is not a real fact-checking site. This is the establishment site where they look into every conspiracy we talk about, and almost all of them are true, according to Snopes. They're not fake. So here's a picture of it looks like a missile or
that's in the bottom floors, isn't it?
No, it fell down though.
I
guess this part didn't go through. So this was, I never saw this in the past. So this was allegedly circulating last year, and here's Snopes. Snopes says it's a mixture of truth and fiction.
Okay.
Wait, what's false? The image shared along the claim in social media posts in 2025 did not appear to be authentic, despite an abundance of verified accounts, photographs, and footage of the event. So they're saying that the crash is real,
but the photo is fake.
But the photo is not. I must have missed this. So that's true. So Snopes says it's true. It happened. And the Associated Press, which is Rothschild Press, reported at the time. So there's no person's name or there's no official. It's just the media verifying another media story. You see how they do that?
Picture's fake. That picture they're showing is definitely fake.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, and a lot of fake photos like that circle around the social media, and most people believe it to be true. And the few people that know it's fake, their voices are very silent or very quiet. Most people believe it's true, and so basically, it's a successful hoax, is what it is.
Oh, this is the original thing on X from Free Government from Zionist Infiltration. Riddle me this. How can a B-25 bomber crash into the Empire State Building in 1945 full of explosives, cause minor structural damage, yet on 9/11, ... are people still sleepwalking? So this is where it was. So this was put up a year ago, almost a year ago. I must have missed that one. So there you go. Snopes, thank you very much. So there's, look at all the people standing there in a line. Mind you, these guys are one story tall. Interesting photo. Did you see that? These are giants. Giants among men, as we say.
Well, they'll say that they're closer to the camera than
I know, perspective and all that crap. Yeah. Anyone that takes real pictures knows it's all bunkum. All right. I don't have my timer's not working tonight, and I don't see Restream changed their format tonight. So we got 63 people on YouTube tonight. And 3 on D Live, and we've been going for 44 minutes. All right, Phil, I'm having a good time here. We're getting through a lot of stuff. What's this one?
Yeah, this is another AI.
Oh, That's pretty good.
No, it's not. You see how quick the fire went out?
No, I'm saying that's a good one. Hey, wait a second. Yeah. Hey, let's ask Jim. Is that real?
Well, I don't know.
That was good. Well, wait a second here.
Look how quick.
He's got his phone out. He's photographing it.
To me, yeah. that doesn't look real.
No, and so I pose the question: if the war is real, why do they gotta make fake videos like this? If the war is real,
yeah, I'm with you there. That's a beauty. That's a really good one. Wait, checkered shirt. A lot of people think they intentionally put blue and white stripes in videos. This went right back to 9/11. Look at that. Ooh, look at the guy's mouth is wide open. He's smiling for the camera. That's really. And who's holding, you know, Phil, you always ask, who's holding the camera?
Exactly. Right. It's like, you know.
See, that's my question. My question is the video itself and who's taking the video. That's why I think this is AI. I think it's AI.
Because that's not a real explosion, because the fire goes out. It's just a quick flash. And it's generated.
Look at the snow. It's snowing in the apartment. Look, see that?
Yeah.
See a little sprinkle there? As we slow it down, I don't know if you can see that real close, but
this is
pathetic. And Jim, I watched a couple of your walk and talks. I'm a little bit behind as usual, but you know, you were having trouble recording some of your recordings.
One of them didn't take.
But none of them were affected by, none of these are affected by missiles blowing off. So I guess these phones are very heavy duty. Have problems in East Texas saving recordings. But these guys have no problem getting them off.
This is so good, it's fake. Okay, how's that?
Yeah, hold on a sec. We got a caller in her. I guess
call her in her.
Time 15 seconds.
Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Hey, Jim. Hey, Phil. Hey, fakeologist. Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, yeah. This war is just going to lay down the groundwork for the three upcoming false flags, like I was saying with Tim.
What's coming up? What's coming up? What can we be expecting?
It's going to be like another 9/11, because this is what they've been saying about, you know, the Iran the whole time with the nukes, because that's what they're saying it.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be an economic false flag, and it's probably going to be the cryptos. And they're going to probably say it's Iranian hackers working with North Korean hackers, because you already got that thing set up.
And Cuba hackers. I heard Cuba's being making it really hard to get into Cuba now. Add Cuba to the list of North Korea and wherever else you can't get in anymore.
Yeah, and then you already see the information.
Wait.
The information false flag with we don't even know what's going on, what's true, what's not, in that type of way. You saw it first with Osama bin Laden when they said they shot him and then they threw him overboard. And then they ramped up with COVID, you know, because I think it's like they have to get ahead of the war on resources. Because you have infinite money or infinite currency in a finite world.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So
you're getting all financial on me. You know, I like talking finances, but I'm not sure where you're going with this one.
It's interesting. Yeah. Well, no, because have you noticed they always keep pushing like, look at the richest person in the world, the richest person in the world.
Well, that's so people keep working their crummy jobs.
Right, but not realizing that the world itself is very
and you know why they always show homeless people all over the place on the news? You know why they do that?
I think it's fear, right?
It's to keep you working. You don't want to end up like them on the street. It's to keep you going.
That's the fear. Yeah,
they got to promote the homeless. Look, you don't want to be lying on the street at minus 20 below. I mean, come on. Yeah. You got to keep paying for your house and your gas and all that.
Yeah. And I think it's like what people say, it's to keep you from not realizing how much the government's not working for you, but in the way that people, not in the way of like, I guess it's policies, but infrastructure. Like I was telling you here in my town in Corpus, like we got a water problem, but we have a big oil refinery here. we got the oil, but we can't, you know, refine it without the water. And if government was supposed to be used for anything, if anything, it was supposed to make sure the towns and cities, like infrastructure and living conditions, are supposed to be, you know, up to date and well maintained. And that's the information war, is us thinking about other stuff instead of like, hey, why aren't they using the resources to you know, give us a new technology, innovate. I think Frank was talking about that, like in
the question is, why can't you have fresh water in a first world country like Texas?
There you go. Yeah.
When and unpolluted water because of the oil industry down there on the coast. Why can't they spend a few bucks on that, is what you're getting at?
Yeah, like give the people fresh clean water. But then when you look at it, they work with because oil makes what oil is used to produce what, plastic bottles, and they have deals, you know, under one umbrella, deals with the bottling companies, so it just works. It works great, you know. But to keep pushing the currents, keep pushing like paper money, you know, because I don't know, because I mean, despite what anybody says about, like, I guess, like precious metals and anything, you can find like copper coins, silver coins, and gold coins. I mean, I guess throughout all of human history, right?
Yeah. Well, anything else, Jay, before we wrap it up? We only got 10 minutes left. So you got any questions for Fake Nukes? What do you think of all his good work he's been doing on the war?
Yeah, like he's getting it well, especially like how he shows the bodies and the artwork in the bodies, like, you know, because, you know, people want to have an expert look at it instead of like, hey, well, you've seen it enough times. If what they tell you what a dead body looks like, why don't you look? You know what I mean?
Allah Akbar. Did you just hear that? Yeah. They always got to throw the Allah Akbar in there.
Yeah, I know. Every single time.
Every single time. Hold on a second.
Every single time.
Crazy. Every single time. There you go. Allah Akbar.
Right. Every single time. It's supposed to lend some credibility to the video. But they blew up something there.
I don't know. This looks like Dresden to me.
they blew up something there. But the thing is, they cleared out the area. And then this guy comes in and lays in the rubble. Yes, Jim, this is kind of like what you're talking about, how they
The phone still works. You see the guy on his phone?
Yes.
So I guess the cell towers are okay.
Yes.
Hey, well, Jim.
They've got full internet, they got full communication.
Which indicates it's probably in California. I don't even think this is Iran. Because I think you posted or someone posted a downtown Tehran. I think it was Jim's buddy Cloverfield actually put it on his site.
Cloverfield, the liar.
We don't know when any of these videos were, but this is supposed to be Tehran. I don't know when this was. Someone said this is a recycled video, but anyway, it doesn't look too bad, right? But we don't know the date. Of course, this could have been 5 years ago. Obviously, hey, well, there's a movie about the Ayatollah playing, obviously. Down with the USA. You got to like that. Well, that's funny. Okay, go ahead, Jay. You got something for Jim.
Yes, Jim. Didn't you say you used to, who is that? Because you were around during the Iraq War, right? With who is that? The Baptist Church?
No, Jim was with the
Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, it wasn't. I thought it was like with this Baptist church that protested
you're talking about the Westboro Baptist Church.
Yes,
God hates fags.
And about the dead truth.
Like, by the way, I heard that guy interviewed on Germ. He came across as very well spoken. The God Hate Fags Church.
But didn't they start off during the Iraq War though?
I don't know. They were protesting.
They were protesting. They were happy about the dead soldiers.
Like, does anybody know how it started? Like, who was the first man? Like, did it feel like a glowy?
Yes, it felt like that. It was that one mother that kept raising the stink and kept calling out President Bush. I forget her name right now, but she was in the news all the time.
Yeah, the guy's name was Fred Phelps, I think. He started the West.
Yeah, and that was Shirley Phelps.
But, you know, I listened to whoever took over from those guys. And when you listen to them actually talk, they're quite reasonable. He explains everything. Actually, yeah. I think Jim would like the interview with the guy. He said he's quite a Christian. Yeah. I'm not sure he's a Jim type of Christian, but he came across very well. Have you heard that interview, Jim?
No, you sent it to me. I'll look at
it. It's Germ Warfare. He does really good interviews. I had Germ on my show, although he didn't promote it. Okay. He interviewed the guy from the Westboro Baptist Church, and we only get what the media tells us about the church.
Yeah.
So he came across. Now, you may not agree with the way they protest or the way they go about things.
Well, no, they have a right to do it.
I know. Jim thinks they have a right. It's just sometimes. Just because you have a right to do something doesn't mean it's right.
Well, I wouldn't do it, but no. They have a right to do it, okay?
I know, I agree they do, but there's some things that you have the right to do that are offend people.
Well, it was just weird because during that time, like, it was very, very, like, I don't know, I guess, like, patriotic. And it's just interesting how they were able to do that, and they would not, like, get harassed as if somebody would say, you know what, I don't think 9/11 happened the way they said it did. Like, those people who asked questions about 9/11 would get harassed more than the people who were saying, like, oh,
yeah, I think there was a gray operation.
That was so interesting. That was just, like, yeah. I didn't understand that type of
I'm beginning to believe that no dead soldiers came back from Iraq, and so... So that would mean that the whole thing was a stage production. And
it's like I was saying Tim Osmond about, like, he says they'll make fun of you and then they'll attack you once you start telling the truth. And that's what's basically going on. If you, like, even question, like, even like Afghanistan or Iraq, you were like, hey, you're saying that you would just get attacked for being, well, just like now with this Iran thing. And, you know, it's just very interesting when you see a certain group that's, message would seem to get more attack from the people who say that they are this caricature of patriotism, but it's like they're not on their same radar or don't even really, like, they're more focusing, like they're working with those people, if you know what I'm trying to say.
Well, sort of. Okay, I found, Jay, we're going to have to run now, but I appreciate you calling
in. Yeah, you take it easy. Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Take care. Okay, I found the podcast here. It's God Hates Fags, Westboro Baptist Church by Germ. He republished that. It's actually pretty good. Let me just see if I can play a clip here. Let's see if this will play. See if this is the right link.
Sound like a message of salvation. They say it's...
Okay, hold on.
So we're...
Hold on a second.
Brian Adam. Please go to germwarfare.com.
He's got a... This guy has a great mic, by the way. And a great introduction. So they got famous.
He got a big studio.
They did. Yeah, he's pretty good. Although the association he has with the UK paper is kind of suspect. But yeah, the church became known for protesting military funerals with signs reading messages like "God hates fags," "Thank God for dead soldiers," and "America's doomed." So. Yeah, it does. I thought for sure it was a CIA operation, but just listen to this guy for a second.
Well, CIA operators will sound very reasonable.
No, I agree. I'm not gonna say for sure on one way or t'other. Hold on a sec.
Hi, my name is Germ, and this is Germ Warfare, the Battle of Ideas. A warm welcome to my guest, Steve Drain. I appreciate you joining because this is obviously a controversial topic.
I mean, we're just Christians trying to preach the Bible in an unvarnished manner. You have to ask people why they get so riled up.
Hold what time. Is Wes Bond? Yeah, that got minute, cut off there. 24 seconds.
I'll send it to you there.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Caller, now where are you calling from? What's your name?
My name is John the Beggar, and I'm calling from the South Shore of the St. Lawrence Seaway.
All right, John, say hi to the panel.
Hi there, John.
Hey guys, how are you two doing?
John the Good. Beggar.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I was just going to say the Westboro Baptist Church is a complete psyop.
Okay.
It's not real. I heard that every member is a lawyer. and they did a program on them, and they showed these people, and it was like they were actors rehearsing.
Yeah.
Plus, every time they show up at one of these protests, they have about $5,000 or more dollars invested in making signs. You just can't get those silk screen printed things. They have like 50 or 60 different ones. I don't know who runs them or what runs them. And then they got security cameras all around their church and everything.
So you're not buying it. You're
John, let me explain. I have been with the Westboro Baptist Church people. I did a whole video up there with them, and the opposers made so much noise. The video sounds horrible because you can't hardly hear them what they're saying. But anyway, so I've been with them. I know what's behind them. And basically the reason why they have money is because they have won some pretty good lawsuits. All right. So they got a lot of money behind them. All right. Because they have, and in fact, they make it look like they're racist, but the father, okay, the old man who started it, he used to defend the black people in the courts. And eventually he won a lot of big cases. So they're not a CIA operative. I doubt it. The woman is a very nice woman. She got kids, just like a normal family. So that's all I can say.
They're a psyop.
But the media can definitely distort their message. Can they not?
Oh, well, they do. Yes, of course they do.
And they do. Probably, but I have no doubt that their government, maybe even the people that were heckling Jim and them, were government too. You never know.
Well, no, the people that were heckling the day I was doing the video with them were all the kids from the school, because they were just a couple of blocks from the high school. So they got all the kids to come out and protest. So it wasn't like
people.
Jim, you're not going to like this featured doctrine on the page. Divorce plus remarriage equals adultery. Mark 10:9. Uh-oh. I'm just saying, I don't know if you're going to like this featured doctrine. This is on the GodHatesFags.com page. So,
yeah.
Repent or perish. I don't know if you agree with that or not. That's all.
Well, again, there's some things that I don't agree with them biblically, but they have a right to do what they're doing. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Okay. Anything else, John, before we wrap it up? We're just over the 1 hour mark.
Okay. I just wanted to call in and talk about that. Nice to talk to all you guys, and I'll see you another day.
John, is the war real or fake? What's going on? Fake. Do you think? Totally fake. Okay.
Yeah, totally fake.
Thank you, John.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, guys.
Good night. Right. Good night. Here goes John the Beggar.
Before you leave, you got to tell me what's going on with the stock market and the silver and the Bitcoin, because I don't follow it. You're the only guy.
I'll tell you. Well, I found a really, really interesting mining guy named Rick Rule. I don't know if he's Canadian. He knows a lot about Canada and mining. So Rick Rule has a lot of interesting theories. He thinks the dollar will be 75% devalued in 5 years. This guy knows mining companies inside and out. What else? He believes in all the precious metals. He sold most of his portfolio last year. So he's cashed out, and he's got just play money left in the...
Okay, so now he has paper money.
Well, whatever. He's... To be honest with you, he does talk about... he does hold mostly gold, actually. He was talking about gold. I don't exactly know how he's doing it, because he was talking about a million different topics, but I will recommend, if you go to YouTube, I'm going to show you right now. I listened to about three of his interviews, so that's why I'm not really up to date on the... Iran war. His name is Rick Rule. He's got his own, it's a great name, by the way. You just type Rick Rule, he's everywhere. And he's talking, pardon me?
Double R hoax code.
Yeah, double R. No, he's actually pretty smart. And he'll tell you he owns most of his stuff in gold. So he's got a lot of gold. Yeah. And when he needs to buy something at the grocery store, he'll sell the gold.
So he has physical gold?
I don't know exactly how he holds
it. That's the only way you could have it. You can't have paper gold. It's not worth anything.
1 minute, 18
hold on.
Seconds.
One last phone call. Caller, where are you calling from? What's your name?
Woo! Hey, Ab, it's Susie.
Hi, Susie.
I just wanna say,
hello.
Man.
How you been?
I don't know if you had a nap, but your energy tonight is so good. You've been Susie. So funny.
I'm funny?
Jim and Phil. Yeah, Jim and Phil are great. Everyone's getting along. It's just a great energy show tonight, and that's all I want to say. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Susie. That's sweet.
Well, that was nice.
I'll send you the Bitcoin later. For that call. Thank you so much. She's on the Discord every weekend, talks for hours. Great guest, great appearances. And she goes through the old Fakeologist audio chats, all 1600 of them, and she listens to all of them. And she's a super fan. So she's great. But yeah, Jim, I believe he owns a lot of his money in gold because he believes the dollar is being devalued. So you just pick any of these podcasts and listen to a couple of them if you want to know about what he thinks about silver and gold and the mining companies. And
what about Bitcoin? Bitcoin still going down, up, or what?
Nah, today it went up. It went up 10% today. It's a big day.
Wow.
So, you know, the point is if I had to give any advice to myself, because I don't give advice to other people, just have a smorgasbord of assets. Real estate, precious metals, real crypto. Like Bitcoin to me is real crypto because it's the big banks hold crypto for Christ's sake or for goodness sake. And same with some countries and some treasuries. And go look up interviews with Michael Saylor. What he's doing is you might think it's insane, but he literally takes United States dollars and buys Bitcoin. That's all his company does.
Okay.
that's all they do. That's their company. You give them US dollars, they'll give you a bond. They don't pay any interest. It's some kind of convertible bond that you can't cash in for 5 years. And all they do is buy Bitcoin with it. And the guys with strong stomachs have been buying Bitcoin for the last couple of months while it's been down.
Okay.
So as Rick Rule says, you know, the market goes up and down. And when it goes, the market goes up and down like a parabola. So it's not quite as much fun when you're on the downside of the parabola, but it goes just as fast. So he talks about that with gold, silver, and oil. A lot of people think they should buy oil now. Might be the wrong time because it may be on the way down because these things tend to resolve really quickly. So if you want to be holding some $90 oil, go for it. But it might be worth $50 next week. So
yeah.
Same idea. But yeah, check him out. Okay. So that's all I got on there. But I do listen to a lot of these guys talk, financial guys.
Well, look at these guys. I don't know about him, but a lot of these guys, the sky is falling to them. Okay. The banks are going to fail. Your money's going to be worth nothing. And look, I haven't seen it happen yet, okay? I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but they've been saying it for, you know, at least 10 years of me being on the internet and all that, but it hasn't happened. So I look at them as false prophets because you're just saying something that is fear-mongering.
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. The market is always about to crash to these guys.
Yeah,
and even a broken clock is correct twice a day.
Yeah,
and that's all there. You don't hear from them 364 days a year, and the one day the market goes down, they are on the news channels being interviewed as some kind of prophet. And then the next day the market goes right back up.
Yeah.
So yeah, I agree with you. I'm always fully invested. I never have cash. So I agree. Just. The only reason I would tell you to pull out of the market is so I could buy your shares cheaper tomorrow.
You do know Warren Buffett sold everything. He sold a lot of his stuff.
I don't know that. You're talking about today?
No. But he's been doing it because I guess I don't think he's the guy, the head man anymore over there at Buffettville or whatever it is. call.
No, you're right. You're right. Charlie Munger is running things.
He sold everything. He got out of everything. He doesn't invest in Bitcoin or any of those other things. He just invests in businesses that he feels are good to invest in. He's the old time investor, and that's how it should have been. You know, it's way off today, I tell you.
Well, it's hard to keep up with the Joneses. Phil, what do you recommend? Do you have any recommendations before we go?
I play it safe. I don't go into the Wall Street casino.
Okay.
Small amount of money I have, I just make sure it's secure. I just don't spend. I don't spend my money. Here's my economic advice: don't spend your money on stupid shit.
Right.
What about Netflix? Would you buy a Netflix subscription?
Oh no.
Okay. So don't buy stupid stuff. That's your recommendation.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
That's straight out of fake Nukes Phil's mouth.
All right. I think that'll go down as some of the best fun advice ever.
I call it stupid money. They buy these stupid items because they have so much money. And it's just, but yet they still remain rich. And see, that's how this world operates. This world rewards the people who are just so stupid. That's how I feel about this world.
Jim, you got a fan in the comments. I know, Jim, you like to dwell on the negative, but Erica says, Jim has wisdom there. Panic and fear doesn't help your quality of life. So Erica agrees with you.
Look, I don't talk about my financial situation, which is pretty good.
Well, you used to on your walk.
Oh, I used to, but I get so many trolls and people that are just mean people that just lie and say a lot of bad stuff. Okay, so I don't get into it.
Yeah, but you got to be careful.
Well, that's all I can say. I can only speak for myself. Okay, I've done very well, and. But I don't waste my money on crap. I don't buy things I don't need. I don't, you know, go out and, you know, buy shit I don't want to eat, or I eat no good. You know what I mean? You just use your money wisely for the things you really need. That's all I can say, you know?
All right. It's phil@fakeologist.com. He has his own forwarding service here. And Jim is Mr. Tapman. Mr. Tapman, I don't know what that means. What is Mr. Tapman about?
Well, my business used to be Total Access Productions.
Total Access Productions, TAP.
Okay. Yeah, so what I used to do is video stuff, right? So Total Access Production. In other words, if I do something, I'm going to give you access to the video that's going to represent whatever you want to represent. Total Access, you know what I mean?
Right, and you used to be on Public Access TV in Boston.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I call myself Mr. Tapman, Mr. Total Access Production. Okay.
See, now we know. I was always wondering. I thought maybe you were known for tapping some of the ladies.
Well, that's what everybody says about.
Oh, you're kidding. You have a reputation. Okay.
Well, no, people say that, but no. It had to do with video production when I used to do that.
Video production. Yeah. Up and up video production, not the. Not the smarmy kind, the real stuff. The real good. Okay. All right. Phil, any closing comments before we wrap it up?
No, just everybody rest easy tonight. World War III will not start. And nukes are fake. And that's why we knew that this war was fake from the beginning.
So Iran, are you saying Iran does not have nukes?
Neither does Israel. Neither does the United States.
Oh, no. Okay,
I
think you just blew it wide open for the whole world. There are no nukes, and Bitcoin is real. Okay, I gotcha. All right, guys, that was a good show. Excellent show.
Yeah.
And I've got a thumbnail, so just give me a second. I'll put the thumbnail on, and it's got the Khomeini and a hand and your names on it. It's already prepared by my faraway artist while I was talking. Yeah, it's all done. All right, guys. Take care. Thanks for joining.
All right. See ya.
Take
care.
Bye-bye.